having experienced severe human rights violations, abused, accused, and threatened. She happens to be a migrant worker in Lebanon, came out strong to be a human rights activist, fighting for the rights of her fellow workers in Lebanon. Let me invite Rachel Sagaye from Ethiopia.
Wait, I have a pin.
Lebanon has more than 250,000 migrant workers from different countries, including Ethiopia, the Philippines, Bangladesh, Nepal, Madagascar, Sri Lanka, and India. Migrant domestic workers are badly treated by their employers. There is no law supporting migrant domestic workers in Lebanon. Most of them don't have weekly rest days and don't have access to their official papers. Many migrant workers suffer from psychological, physical, or sexual abuse. Human rights organizations estimate that each week two migrant workers commit suicide.
وينك ولي؟
لا ما دك انت ما بتسمعي جوا فوت اعملي لي شاي
ليكي تا 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 تا
اي شو هيدا غبرة هون؟ قديه عمره هيدا غبرة؟ يوم اثنين قديه عمره هيدا غبرة؟ كم داي؟ روحي هلا جيبي مسحية واعملي لي شاي تبعي انا ايه؟
طيب
ايه مسحة هيدا شو؟ هيدا شاي انا؟ ولا تبع مستر؟ هبلة يلا ماشي الحال اللي رجعي حنكي مركز وراها جيبوا واحد يرتاح هاي ولا انت بتشتغل كيف بتشتغل تعي لك هاي بعدين انت بتعملي مني لي مساج روحي وحطي شي بكريم مساج هيك على النشف هيدي الكريم اللي بالحمام مش تجيبي لي تبع وجهي هلا شد ايدك شو بعون ايديك مثل الملفوف
Yes, my name is Rahel Sagaye. I am human rights activist fighting for migrant workers in Lebanon. I am one of them. Over 250,000 migrant workers in Lebanon are women, the age of 16 up to 45. All migrant workers came in Lebanon or Middle East because of poverty. Some of them uneducated. The government in Middle East don't follow human rights policy concerning migrant domestic workers. We are fully independent, our sponsor. Their sponsor is employed. Their sponsor fully control over us, our life in their hand, how we work, how we eat, our payment, our transportation, our leisure time, going in out of the country. When we enter the airport, we started our work. We are to give all documents, including our passport. That means their sponsor have a power, use and abuse just like slave.
هيك بيشتغلوا تعالوا هولي تعال اشتكي هيك بيشتغلوا هيك
mother is mentally sick. Before a year, I came, she pushed one Ethiopian girl from the balcony. The girl is dead. She don't allow another migrant worker her house. But she took me. We are not seen, human being, treated like animals. On top of this, the corruption in Lebanon very strong. I was changed many times my sponsor. I was abused, beaten, wrongly accused of stealing. Even I was abused by children at home. At that time, I went to kill myself. Many migrant workers kill themselves. This young woman have a family back home. They are waiting. She send money to support them. This could be me, but I not return my country. I want to give my life, my voice, my experience, other suffering migrant workers. To change poor face in migrant workers or Lebanese and Middle East, I started my organization, the name of Masawat. Maswat in Amharic language. That means you have a little thing sharing other. Maswat went fighting for basic rights for migrant workers. We will offer legal support, awareness for human rights, financial support, shelter home. We will never stop speaking our mind, addressing injustice through article, poem, like this film. Some of us are lucky. For example, like me, I found a sponsor. He treats me like human. He helped me raise my voice. Please help me. Welcome to Pedro's Cotujuan and on stage. Thank you.
Oh, I can say that I'm proud of this lady. She's a very special lady. Maybe I will cry. Really, she's with me maybe 12 years. She's very, very good, and she's helping all her people, doing her best. So I can say nothing. If you have any question, I'm ready to answer.